Free Patriotic Movement, FPM, Chief Gibran Bassel is presently equidistant from all political forces, even from Hezbollah, supposedly his Mar-Mikhail Agreement ally. This position is the result of the blow he suffered from his closest allies when it came to extending the tenure of the Army Commander-in-Chief. As such, the prolongation of General Joseph Aoun's mandate has opened a door that Bassel would have rather seen permanently shut. In fact, with Aoun's mandate extended by 1 year, Bassel's staunch rival's access to the presidency could be back on the table. Consequently, the Batroun MP is meticulously examining the current phase, delving into the nature of the political dynamics that led to Joseph Aoun's prolonged tenure. The FPM head fears that this scenario will be repeated through the election of the army commander as president. The possibility of electing Joseph Aoun to the top post could severely undermine Bassel's standing and sweep away whatever is left of his popularity, as indicated by opinion polls, as a significant segment of public opinion is increasingly favorable to the army commander. Bassel has launched a shameful campaign against Aoun, one that has failed, since all his accusations were unfounded and merely selfish attempts to stain Aoun's impeccable image and untarnished reputation. Bassel believes that the extension of Aoun's mandate is the result of a political rapprochement between Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri, Kirk, the Maronite Patriarch, the Lebanese Forces, LF, the Progressive Socialist Party, PSP, and Hezbollah, who supported Berri's initiative and that of Dar al-Fatwa, the Sunni Mufti. Berri's initiative also provided for the extension of Imad Othman's mandate as Director General of the Internal Security Forces, ISF. This rapprochement over Joseph Aoun paved the way for an alliance grouping Berri, Walid Jumblatt, Samir Gigi and Dar al-Fatwa to reach a consensus on a presidential candidate. Hezbollah is believed to be the driving force behind this alliance. Hezbollah's ally, Berri, who is renowned for his legendary shrewdness, would try to secure the Shiite party's conditions, mainly the guarantees for its armed wing. Most importantly, the extension of Othman's mandate has restored communication between Berri and the Lebanese forces. The vice president of the LF's executive committee, MP Georges Adouan, was tasked with communicating with Berri via the latter's advisor Ali Hamdan. In parallel, low-key meetings took place between Berri and Adouan. Nonetheless, the four-way alliance and its ultimate objective of electing a head of state, be it Maratha leader Sulaiman Frangieh or Joseph Aoun, remains uncertain. Against this political backdrop, Bassel is keeping a close eye on unfolding developments. If efforts to reach a consensus on a neutral third candidate falter, or should General Aoun's candidacy gain momentum, Bassel would promptly intervene. He would thwart Joseph Aoun's chances by endorsing the Maratha leader and blocking the arrival of a third candidate that could potentially be aligned with either the LF or the opposition. In brief, Bassel would go out of his way to obstruct Aoun's accession to the presidency. In the event of such complications, Hezbollah's role will be pivotal. The pro-Iranian party would then welcome Bassel in the southern suburbs with open arms and arrange for a meeting between him and Frangieh to finalize a deal, under which the FPM would provide Maronite support for Frangieh's election, a maneuver that Kirk will be unable to oppose. If the potential agreement between Bassel and Frangieh, under the sponsorship of Hezbollah, takes shape, it will be orchestrated through the maestro Nabi Berri. This deal is expected to encompass intricate details, including Bassel's involvement in the presidential mandate and a share in the future government and administration by dividing key Christian positions between himself and Frangieh. That way, Bassel could strengthen his political standing and also prepare to ultimately take over the presidency after Frangieh, which could be facilitated by Hezbollah. Under such a scenario, Bassel could even supplant Samir Gigi in the quadripartite alliance. If the Bassel-Frangieh agreement gets underway, the required quorum for the parliament session and Frangieh's election with 65 votes could be secured, provided no external developments stand in the way. Sources closely associated with one of the presidential candidates underline the regional circumstances surrounding the election, such as the balance of powers, the outcomes of the Gaza War and the post-war period, including Israel's willingness to accept a two-state solution. In the meantime, behind-the-scene contacts between Berri and Druze leader Walid Jumblatt to establish the four-way alliance are taking place. According to sources, Barry is keen to preserve his close relationship with Jumblatt, especially in these critical times, and both men might jointly opt for Basil or Frangi as their Christian ally. In parallel, Gigi's stance over the presidential election also seems promising, given his political alignment with Kirk and his broad external relations, especially with Saudi Arabia. Some sources suggest that for many reasons, Aoun's chances of becoming the next president are significant. Joseph Aoun's rise to power would neither constitute a victory nor a challenge to any party but would reinforce institutional roles. Aoun could strategically maneuver his way with Hezbollah, which would help Lebanon's recovery.